Forever Dog.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. Wow. Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture?
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a big round of applause for tonight's hosts, Matt Rogers and Joel Kim Booster.
Hello, everybody!
Hello!
Or should I say, ding dong, Las Culturistas calling! Oh, but without Bowen Yang!
Goodness. You guys, I'm furious. I just realized this outfit's gonna be hidden behind a fucking fold out table for the whole night.
But they can see your crown.
They can see my crown, that is true. You guys, Matt had the audacity to email everybody on the show tonight and tell them explicitly, turn a look. And then he comes looking like a Kohl's catalog.
I'm wearing basics, and basics are in for gay men, I hear.
Sure, sure, sure.
I was told by cast member on the show tonight, Greta Titelman, that I looked like a hot LA gay in this.
Sure, 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 sure. But these people literally risked their lives coming here in the rain.
Can I say, if you bought a ticket to this event and you didn't show up because of the rain, I don't think so,
it's
honey.
True. I have to tell you, this is the one thing about LA. I've lived here for a year, and I still cannot get over how fucking insane the city goes when it rains. Everyone has to talk about it. I haven't lived here long enough that rain is like a good predication for a conversation.
No, you know? Like, I'm told that it does so less than 5 days a year. Is this true? Is this a real figure? We got a lot of meteorologists here, Joel.
It's rained like 5 times in the last 7 days. It's crazy.
Is this as cold as it gets?
This is about as cold as it gets. And it's miserable. I didn't move here for this shit.
I certainly didn't come here for 6 days' time for this shit. Yeah. For imperfection?
Mm-mm. Can I say really quickly about the ensemble?
You can say it as quickly or as long as you want.
This is exactly what Bowen Yang wore to the last live show that he was at.
He literally wore this to Queers Live at Joe's Pub in New York.
Because I wanted to make it easier for you guys. You know, like, I didn't want to shock you with a new co-host, you know? Like, I wanted to make it as easy as possible. We're both Asian. We're both wearing the same thing.
Waiting patiently for someone to come up and be like, I love your guys' podcast so I can hit you.
Yeah. Please don't confuse us. This outfit is a trap.
We should say this is Joel Kim Booster and I am Matt Rogers.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hi. This is so funny. This is I Don't Think So, Honey, live. That's so funny to me. Our second ever in Los Angeles, Jolie.
Does anybody here not know what I Don't Think So, Honey, live means spiritually?
So you guys, spiritually. Logistically,
guy,
you know what it is.
This woman, okay, they're all ashamed. They're raising their hand like they're in a sociology class
now. Okay, let's do this. Who listens to the podcast? I live for people who raise their hands. You raise your hand. Like a good class.
Our little Hufflepuffs, our little Ravenclaws.
It's actually rule of culture number 4. All fans of Las Culturistas are Hufflepuffs.
Yeah. Proudly. Hufflepuff, Slytherin, Rising. You gotta be.
Wow.
To make it in this biz, you gotta be one or the other. But nobody cares if you're fucking brave when you're going to an audition, bitch. Okay?
Well, wait. What is it? Does it make me a Slytherin if I talk about frequently how I'm a Gryffindor? Is that like Slytherin?
I think it's like one of those things where like the sorting hat is like, you're bi. Harry.
Yeah, right. Like,
you choose.
Yeah, okay.
Harry, you're bi.
When you find out that the sorting hat was really there just as like, what would you call it? Like sort of, he was just kind of there. Like he really let you decide. It's like, why the fuck do we even have him?
Yeah, just let people tell you what they want to be in.
And you know, you go to the Wizarding World, you can't even put the hat on. That's my big criticism of the Wizarding World, is that I want to go to Harry Potter and find out where I truly belong, and they do not do that. Yeah. They let you pick your own scarf for $44. And you know I have one of each. For what? For however I'm feeling during that day.
Have you made it to any of the parks this trip?
No, I wanted to go. Remember, we were driving like this.
He's from New York. He doesn't know.
So we were driving down the road, and there was one sign for Wizarding World of Harry Potter Universal, and there was one sign for Disneyland. And I was like, we have to go, and it's impossible to go this trip. We're just too tightly scheduled. But I said, for next time, we must go. And then he revealed he had never been.
Never been to a park. Never been to a Disney. Never been to a
Harry Potter. He's a Six Flags queen.
I'm a Six Flags queen. I'm trash, and I have a death wish.
Oh, the odds of you dying at a Six Flags are extraordinarily high.
Can I say some beef with you really quickly?
With me personally?
Yeah, with you. I want to reveal it to everyone in front of you.
Why
you guys, you and Bowen, when you do these shows, you always start with a song. You do like a dance, a song, something like that. And I'm really sad that you didn't ask me to sing, especially because I famously have a much better voice than Bowen. Perfect pitch. Pitch is relative. It's subjective. Good singing is subjective. And in my world, I have a much better voice than Bowen, and everybody knows that. And I want to get this. Do not cut this out.
First of all, you can deal with his wrath when he hears that you believe.
I'll never see him again. I'll never see him again. He only exists in my ears.
What song would we have sang? Because I thought about it. I thought we could have done Suddenly Seymour, but that would have just been for you because I don't fucking know that song. I have a cultural blind set for, what's that? Little Shop.
Yeah. Well, literally, I don't know. And I was in Little Shop in high school. And
famously.
You know who Audrey 2, the voice of Audrey 2 in my high school production of Little Shop was? Shea Coulee. Winner of RuPaul's Drag Race season 9. Yeah.
Did you say the winner?
Did I?
I think you had a Freudian moment and you said the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race.
I must have had a stroke.
All Stars 10.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
And here's why. Joel, you would have had to show up on time to rehearse a number.
Bitch, you're in L.A. Nobody shows up on time in L.A., especially
when it's raining. I said, if I could get here on a plane, y'all can get here in the rain.
That's true.
But wait, here's the thing. I know some of you who may follow me on Twitter know that there's been a great mystery surrounding me for the past several days. And that is, which West Hollywood gay bar did I take a shit in?
And quite frankly, when he told me, I was shocked. I was rocked to my core because it is a disgusting place to take a shit.
Now, I'm raising the stakes. Wait, where's the music, people?
Oh, God.
The West Hollywood gay bar. Where I took a shit on Sunday, fully blacked out at 6 p.m., was Chapel.
Yeah. Mind you, we were at three separate bars with single occupancy bathrooms that he could have done this in. It is just one strip of bars. He could have waltzed back over to Beaches and took a shit in Beaches. But no, you said, I want to do it in front of the people.
No, there was a door. Although I will say this. Chapel has those kind of urinals. And this is one of my I don't think so honeys. Chapel has those kind of urinals where you just line up and everyone's in full view.
A trough, if you will.
A trough, if you will. Thank you for that. That cultural knowledge and know-how. But in a gay bar, that's just like everyone showing each other their dicks, right? The guy next to me like whipped his dick out like 2 feet away from the urinal and like...
It's a beautiful part of our culture, okay? It's a beautiful part of our culture.
And then we all verbally commented on it. We were all like, healthy cock. Like... He got exactly what he asked for.
He's so clinical.
So listen.
How else are you faring with L.A.? Do you like it?
Oh, I like L.A. Okay. I like L.A.
Can I give you a little piece of
advice?
I'll
be here for Pilot Seas.
Oh, thank God.
So say goodbye to all your roles. I'm here to scoop them up.
Can't wait to see that under five on Mom that you book.
I think I'd be good on Mom, actually.
I think you'd be great. I think you'd be great on Mom as well. Here's my thing.
Because I'm not grounded.
You're going to meet so many people, and this is my beef. This would have been my I Don't Think So Honey tonight if I were doing a pre-select. But, like, don't... You are going to meet so many people. Do not... the people who feel the need to be like, oh, no, we've already met before, fuck off. How dare you? I am 30 years old.
Yeah,
I've lived half the life that I plan on living, okay? That's half my lifespan. I've met so many goddamn people. And if you want me to remember you, be more memorable.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But here's my advice for you is that
that's
what
truth.
I've started to do to avoid this trap is I never say nice to meet you anymore. I only ever say good to see you. And if this ever to continue the conversation, I also always go, how long have you been out here now? I always say, nice
to see you.
This all
can backfire, though.
How long have you been out here now? Well, it's working for me this year because I'm new. And so, like, anybody I've met has probably only I met in Chicago or New York. And so it's been working swimmingly, honestly.
Do you ever do this? Do you ever do, like, do you guys know each other?
Oh, all the time.
And they go, I think so.
Yeah.
Kayla. And she goes, Alexa. And they're like, and then you know who they are.
Yeah.
A useful tool for everyone.
It's really dicey to do that around groups of gay men, though, because there are, not a lot of people know this, there are only 16 gay men in L.A.
And they're all named Chris.
Yeah, and it's tough. It's tough, because they all have met in the back room of Ospinoff, you know? So it is rough. That was a shout-out for five people who go. all the cool people. All
right, you guys, current events are happening as we speak. I just wanted to address my favorite news item of today, which will be irrelevant in 3 weeks when we release this, but I feel we must speak on it. Natalie Portman and Jessica Simpson are feuding. And we gotta address it. I would feel irresponsible as a La Culturista if I didn't sit here and say, Team Jessica. Yeah.
No, you stupid
and
bitch.
That's exactly
go to
who
school.
You are.
Go to
you
school,
would be
bitch.
Team Natalie,
go to
you
school.
Fucking bitch.
Go to school,
you, are
you
dumb.
Fucking bitch. You are
you
the
are
dumbest
dumb.
Person I have ever
you
met.
You are dumb.
You are as
and you,
dumb.
You are fucking
you
so
are
stupid.
Dumb. No, you are the dumbest person.
I would never talk
person.
To Bowen like this. And he would
you?
Never speak
How
to me like
you
this.
How dare you come for Queen Amidala? She gave you everything.
She was god-awful
she
in that.
She put her life on the line for the Republic.
Honey, that actress needs a good director. If she doesn't have a good director, she's at sea.
No. Oh, at sea.
She's at sea,
at
adrift.
Sea like all those fucking sea chickens that Jessica Simpson, honest to God.
You know
Thomas
what?
Clinton.
It's $1 billion. You say the name Jessica Simpson, she somehow makes $1 billion.
Natalie Portman was not talking shit or judging Jessica Simpson in that quote. Natalie Portman was very rightly saying that the messaging in that era was confused, that we were expecting women to be both virgins and sexual. That is what she meant.
And why attack
read
Jessica?
A book.
You read,
read
a book.
Book. Read a book.
Read a different
read
book.
Read a fucking book.
You read a different
read
book than the ones that you
book.
Read.
Read one single book.
I have read,
I will sound
oh,
it
I have
out
read
for you.
Upwards of 14
sit
books.
Below you. I will
sit. I have read upwards of 14 books. All the Harry Potters, In Cold Blood, and all the, like, six of the lady comedy autobiographies. Bossy Pants, I loved it. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I can't, you would be Team Natalie, and also this.
Because she's
I have to. I have to say something. If I
Natalie
don't, I'll feel irresponsible.
I
feel irresponsible if I don't say this. When we saw the trailer for A Star is Born, Joel said in a group chat called Twink Corrors, which is the name of our group chat, although it's not as good as the one with your LA gays, which is called
Destroyer in Theaters on December 21st.
That's very good. I said that A Star is Born looked phenom. And then Joel said he was going to be contrarian no matter
that
what.
That is not what I said.
Yes, he did.
That is not what I said.
It was implied. And
well, thank God the movie was dog shit and I was right. So
You are here to create enemies. And I'm here to say, is Natalie Portman playing, yeah, fix your crown. Is Natalie Portman playing Lady Gaga in...
Oh, she's absolutely playing Lady Gaga. She's doing full Gaga drag. There's a literal moment, I think, in the trailer for Vox Lux where she says, put your paws up.
I don't think so calling it... I don't think so, honey, calling it Vox Lux when we have an Aeon Flux.
Yeah.
Right?
Vox Lux is hard to say.
Vox Lux?
I don't like it. I want to go down to the corner store and get a Vox Lux. And everything Babel with a Vox Lux, you know?
Sounds good.
This is a good dialect work I'm doing
tonight. So here's the real deal. We're here tonight to do I Don't Think So, Honey, live.
It's not just going to be me screaming at Matt to read for 3 hours.
Although I think Joel thinks that he's the fucking shit because he was a competitive Bible quizzer. So whatever the fuck that means.
I'm going to memorize a lot of shit.
Okay. So what we're going to do tonight is do I Don't Think So, Honey, which is 60 seconds of rants from everyone coming up on the stage. 50 comedians, people, are going to come up here, and they're going to do 60-second rants on something in pop culture that just something to say about.
No problem with that.
And so I guess we should demonstrate how that will go.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say, Joel?
I think that's a good idea.
So let me break out my phone, which will act as a timer, which I shattered on the street of West Hollywood on Sunday night.
You should use mine. That's fully protected by a case.
Okay, yeah.
You sociopath.
I ordered a case from our merch store on TeePublic. And so can you. All right, so I'm going to go first with a pre-prepared I Don't Think So, Honey topic. There are two options tonight, so I'm going to show you what it's like to rehearse and prepare. Here we go.
Okay, are you guys ready for this? Matt, okay, he's there. Matt.
Yes.
Your I Don't Think So, Honey time.
You're gonna not like this one.
Time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, balloons. Balloons, you are fucking loud when you pop. I don't fucking think so. Every time I'm around you, I look at you and my instinct is to be afraid. And yet you parade around saying we are for fun. In fact, oftentimes you say fun things such as happy birthday. But guess what? It doesn't fucking matter when I'm cowering in the corner of it because of pop sound. Also, balloons, you take a long time to blow up. I don't think so, honey. I could be taking that time mixing drinks, creating cocktails. In my mind, I'm a very creative person. I don't think so, honey. Balloons, you are rubber. Plastic and rubber, correct? So oftentimes what happens when you do pop is you become much smaller and you get eaten by dogs. Or kids that travel on the ground like a dog. I don't think so, honey. Balloons, the air should be in my lungs.
And that's 1 minute. Matt Rogers, everybody. That was good. I don't know why you thought I would be against that. I hate balloons as well.
Well, you famously say that you don't like I Don't Think So, Honey's that are not about specific pop cultural
topics. I don't like latex. I don't like rubber. I don't do it.
He only likes latex with strangers.
All right, wait, do you want to explain what I'm about to do
here? Yeah, so you go over there and stand over there so they can see your outfit because I know that's what you want.
A little tucked.
So this is the Troll Bowl, everyone. So the Troll Bowl is filled with topics that are difficult to go negative on, but you absolutely must. Prior I Don't Think So, Honey, Troll Bowl topics have included Princess Diana, JonBenet Ramsey, Julie Andrews, and the like, but we are going to see what Joel's going to get here.
I fucking hate this.
And he must go negative on it. Okay. Wow, bitch. All right, Joel Kim Booster, your I Don't Think So, Honey topic is the pop singer Ariana Grande.
Oh, my goodness.
And your time starts now!
I don't think so, honey, Ariana Grande. You are anti-queer, apparently. Yes, I saw your video for Thank You Next, and I have one word to say to that. No! You used 3 very basic pop culture touchstones. How dare you use Mean Girls for most of the video, but not bring back Lindsay Lohan! She needed that! She needed a win, honey, and you didn't give it to her, but you gave
seconds.
It to Aaron Samuels, who is maybe a cycling instructor in West Hollywood right now. He already has the world, okay? And I will tell you another thing, Ariana Grande. You should have used video movie movie references from Nancy Meyers films because
15 seconds.
The message of every Nancy Meyers film is thank you next, okay? So in conclusion, Ariana Grande.
5 seconds.
I would like to say if you're going to use pop culture references in the future, please make sure you check with the editors-in-chief at Intu Magazine.
And that's 1 minute. Joel Kim Booster, everybody!
Not my best, but not my worst.
I thought it was fabulous.
Not my worst.
I will say this. At the Bell House the other night, we did a New York show. I did an I Don't Think So, Honey, Thank You Next. And that was the day it was released, and the audience tried to kill me. They tried to kill me, but here's the thing. We've seen those movies. We know.
No, I will say the best performance in the video, it's not who you think. It is, of course, the Jennifer Garner wig. I do love that she did randomly. She put 13 going on 30 on the same level as Bring It On, Mean Girls, and whatever that last
one. It was a choice.
And it's amazing. It's an amazing movie. It proves that Jennifer Garner is a star, but that wig.
Yes, but here's the thing. If you're going to do 13 going on 30 and you're doing like the classic scenes from all these movies, you do the best scene from 13 going on 30, which is
the Thriller dance.
The one where they dance to Thriller.
Not the end of the movie where she's sad at someone else's wedding.
And if you're going to do that, bring in Mark Ruffalo.
No. Oh, my God.
Who I famously let break my arm in bed.
It is insane, too. Jennifer Coolidge's scene in that video is an atrocity. Like, it is crazy. It is like they spent 10 years working on those looks, and then Jennifer Coolidge showed up to set, and she was like, where are the sides? Where's the script?
There's no script.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was supposed to write it, but I was tracking down a Jennifer Garner wig.
All right. So that's a full, thorough, I don't think so, honey, on Thank You Next. Yes. And now, are we ready to get started with the show?
Wait, Matt, we have one last thing we need to do.
I guess we have...
Before we announce the names, I have a little...
One final ritual, which is... I never
shout out to our sponsors, Double Scorpio, Poppers.
You took a big one.
Yeah, this is a big one. This is big.
Oh, God, okay.
They're artisanal.
It's a cute bottle.
It is a cute bottle.
Woo! Everyone! This first group coming to the stage is called
I Want a Divorce.
Everyone, please give it up for Lauren Holt. Please give it up for Alexis Chisel. And give it up for Candace Thompson. Do me a favor and start respecting Big Dipper.
Yeah.
And finally, honey, I want you to turn your attention from Planet Glamtron.
I hope you douche, bitch.
It is Alaska douche. Thunderfuck! Yeah. Help her! Icons amongst us. A standing ovation. We gotta go. Lauren Holt has to get to Mod Night. Everyone, please welcome Lauren Holt.
Yes.
Lauren Holt, my friend, let me ask you, are we doing a troll bowl or are we doing a prepared I don't think so, honey?
Honey, we're doing a prepared I don't think so, honey.
Smart. Someone did homework.
Classic.
Lauren Holt, it's time for your I don't think so, honey, and your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Fucking motorcycles, okay? Yes, if you live in LA, then you know my pain, all right? Motorcycles are the straight white men of vehicles. Okay, they think they can go wherever the fuck they want. They can park on the fucking sidewalk, I guess. That's so fun. They can also just go between cars on the highway. What's happening? Am I crazy? No, I'm not. I'm a responsible driver.
30 seconds.
Learn how to drive a car. It shall protect you. It is not our fault if you get hit. Okay? So I'm sorry. Do not give me the finger as I give you one when you go through my lane. Okay?
15
seconds. You can wait as we all have to in this traffic hole of a place. Am I right? I don't think so, honey. Motorcycle.
5 seconds.
See you at your funerals.
Woo! And that's 1 minute. That was Lauren Holt.
Venom. That's what I like to see.
Those motorcycles, they go vroom, 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 wherever they want.
I will say, no. I do think that crotch rockets, I've always identified as Asian males, not white males, but...
And with that, that conversation will continue. Everyone, welcome Alexis Chiesa! Hello, darling.
Hi.
Hi. So talk to me about Troll Bowl, which is very much here, versus pre-prepared I Don't Think So, Honey.
I'm going to do a little something I've been steaming about.
Okay, yes. You steam and let's hear it. This is Alexis Chiesa, her I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time begins now.
I don't think so, honey. Apple Store employees who tell me to call Apple support while I'm standing at the Genius Bar! Bitch, I am trying to talk to Apple! If I am paying $3,000 for a computer, I want to walk into the Apple Store, have someone drop to their knees and suck my dick! Not wait 2 hours for a text message
30 seconds.
With a later appointment time. I am a writer-performer. I need my laptop 12 hours a day. I need a laptop that can handle me opening a final draft screenplay document, quickly minimizing it, and then scrolling through Tumblr.
15 seconds.
But now Tumblr's banned porn, so what the fuck am I supposed to look at all day? Steve Jobs did not work his way through pancreatic cancer and neglect his entire family for this!
That's 1 minute! Alexis Chiesa! And let me tell you something. We got a rule of culture. It's rule of culture number 33. When I go to the Apple Store, suck my dick.
I was told by AppleCare that I can walk in and get the parts.
And be orally serviced. Everyone, welcome Candace
Thompson!
Hello, everyone. Candace.
Hi, guys.
So here's the thing. We got the Troll Bolts right here on the table. And we also got a beautiful mind full of ideas, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my mind.
You do it. Go with your mind. Candace Thompson, your I Don't Think So, Honey time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, 40-year-old fuck boys. If you are a 40-year-old man and you have ever uttered the phrase, I'm not ready to settle down, stop it. You a fuckboy. If you are a 40-year-old man and you've ever posted a pic on Instagram of you holding a friend's baby with the caption underneath that says, this will be me, .. one day, stop it. You a fuckboy. If you are a 40-year-old man
30 seconds.
That has ever said, does this fedora go with these shoes? Stop it! You are a fuckboy. All right? What the fuck are you waiting on? Just admit that the only thing that you have to offer is dick, because if anybody got too close to you and found out your real personality, they would find out you suck and they would dump your ass.
15 seconds.
And stop trying to fuck me. If I wanted to have sex without commitment, I would be a gay man.
5 seconds.
Last but not least, honey, I don't think so, ladies, that enable that shit. Some of us want real relationships like Jennifer Aniston.
That's 1 minute! Candace Thompson, everybody! That was it.
Yes. I love it when you get Jen Aniston right there in the end of
yes.
the end.
Yes, you know? Scooping in Jen Aniston. Yeah. One of the best I Don't Think So honeys ever had nothing to do with Lena Dunham, and at the end they were like, fuck Lena Dunham!
There's always time. There's
and
always
like,
time to
what?
Sneak one in.
And we love Lena. Now everyone, let's take a dip. Into the Big Dipper! Yeah! Dip,
icon!
Dip.
That felt like a personal attack. That's all I've got to say.
Okay, fuck boy.
Yeah.
Are we gonna fuck this troll bowl or are we gonna talk about our own thoughts?
It's a tempting hole, but I'm gonna go with a pre-prepared
It's all orange and red, too. Yeah. Pre-prepared?
Yes.
Okay, this is the Big Dippers. I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Guys who want to have a conversation with me after I suck them off. I found you on an app that was specifically made for hooking up, not for finding a friend. So I don't think so, honey. I don't care what your real name is. And I'm not going to tell you like what part of LA I live in because that would reveal that I drove 35 minutes at 11 o'clock at night to suck you off in your garage while
seconds.
Your entire family was asleep inside the house. I don't think so, honey. If you want to know about my sibling or if I watch The Handmaid's Tale, our messaging on the app was essentially a contract of intended services. I intended to come to the house, drop to my knees, and open my mouth. And
five
you
seconds.
Intended to hold my head and fuck my throat like a butt.
That's 1 minute.
Thank you.
Yeah. Big Dipper, everyone. It's true. What is there left to say after we've completed our task? I'm through.
I don't even want to look him in the eyes.
Everyone, please, to cap off this group, please fucking welcome
Alaska Thunderfuck!
Oh, my word. So listen, you are famous for your dives into the troll bowl. But I know you probably have ideas. I'm going to keep it up to you. What do you want to do here tonight, Alaski?
No, I would like to do a pre-prepare.
I love that. I want to hear.
I didn't prepare it, but someone else did.
Okay. I have all the faith in the world in your interpretation of this. Okay.
Alaska Thunderfuck, your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. The world. I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work, scared of losing their job. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. And we sit watching while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 16 homicides and 53 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we do is say, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster, my TV, and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I want you to say I'm a human being. God damn it. I want you to get up right now, stick your head out the window, and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Five seconds.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I think
so, honey.
Yes!
Alaska Thunderfuck has thunderfucked us all with the truth of the world. Unbelievable. And we raise our poppers to you.
Give it up for
everyone,
our amazing contestants.
I want a divorce. We had Lauren Holt.
This is Eureka and Aquaria all over
this
again.
This is really what that is. Alexis Giselle, Candace Thompson, Big Dipper, and Alaska Thunderfuck. Hey, you know what I'm looking for, Bowen?
Some style?
I'm looking for some style, yes. I'm looking for my new favorite piece of clothing.
Ooh, I think I have just the service to help.
Can you tell me the service?
This service is called Stitch Fix. Actually, I love Stitch Fix. It's this online personal styling service. It finds and delivers clothes, shoes, accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle for all genders.
Yes, each and every gender. So here's what you have to do.
Go to
stitchfix.com/dingdong and tell them your sizes, what styles you like, and how much you want to spend on each item. And it's a little bit of a collaborative process
here. Because you get paired with your very own personal stylist, a real person who will handpick items to send right to your door.
This is really cool. And then you try them on, you pay only for what you love, and you return the rest. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always, you guessed it, F-R-E-E-E-E-E. That spells free. What do you think of that?
I think you.
F-R-E-E-E-E-E. That spells free. Could be a Gwen Stefani song.
Absolutely. There's no subscription required. You can sign up to receive scheduled shipments or get your fix whenever you want.
Yeah, the styling fee at Stitch Fix is only $20, which is applied toward anything you keep from your shipment.
So get started now at stitchfix.com/dingdong, and you'll get an extra 25% off when you keep all items in your box.
That's stitchfix.com/dingdong, D-I-N-G-D-O-N-G, to get started today. stitchfix.com/dingdong. Yeah.
F-R-E-E-E-E-E.
That spells free. Gwen Stefani's in the studio quaking. Everyone, we are going to move on to our next group. It's called there could be 100 people in a room. We got Lucia Agnello! We got Gabe Liedman! We got Paul W. Downs! We got Max Silvestri! And Sabrina Jalise!
All stars, all stars.
It's an all-star group. All right. Hey,
Lucia.
Here we go, Lucia. It's your time to the mic.
Hi.
Hi. So talk to me about this, because there is a troll bowl, in fact, on the table. And then, you know, you got it up here, that's for sure.
I think I'm going to do one off the dome.
I love that.
Off the dome, love that.
Okay. Here we
go. All right, Lucia Agnello, your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Coal miners.
Whoa. Come for them.
Okay. We get it. You lost your jobs raping and pillaging Mother Earth, and boy, are you pissed.
Go off.
You know who else lost their jobs due to the unending march of time? Travel agents, Blockbuster employees, quill pen manufacturers.
30 seconds.
The Pony Express. Okay, and do you know what these people did? They didn't whine on CNN over and over. They got a new job and they moved on, okay?
15 seconds.
Oh, yeah, okay, so basically, coal's not coming back, honey, and if you think so, honey, I don't think so, honey.
There you go. Five seconds. Is there anything else?
Love you guys.
Yeah. Love you, babe. Lucia Agnello. It's
vote
true.
Vote for her in 2020.
Vote for her in 2020. She's running. And you know what? You don't hear a fucking peep from Blockbuster employees. Mm-mm. They're out there trying to get new work.
I bet they all work at Netflix now.
Honestly, yeah.
All right, Gabe Liedman, you're up, babe.
Gabe.
Love, love.
Hey, Gabe.
What's it going to be?
I bumped Sabrina's
What's
hat.
It going to
You
be?
Like this, bow? You like that?
I like a lot of things about the bowl, but there's something else I'd rather talk about.
I get it.
Fair, fair.
Same. Right.
But I'm going to be so happy for someone who chooses from the bowl.
And later on, we will celebrate. We will celebrate the person later that chooses it. But in the meantime, this is Gabe Liedman's I Don't Think So, Honey, and his time starts now.
Okay. I Don't Think So, Honey, actors who choose to eat an apple, like, with a little knife. And pop each little piece of apple in their mouth so fucking confidently because they think it's so seductive. How many times are you gonna cut your fucking thumb before you choose to eat an apple like a human being?
30 seconds.
I would honestly rather watch someone eat an apple like fucking Mr. Peepers or fucking Abu from Aladdin. Just machine gun it. Get it everywhere. That is better than the neatness that this bullshit implies. What do you have? Syphilis? Where are we? The Moulin Rouge? I don't think so, honey. That's how Huffin would eat an apple and he's fake. Was that my time?
And that's 1 minute.
Thank you.
Gabe Liedman.
Gabe Liedman, everyone.
Yeah.
What are we in the Moulin Rouge?
That's legendary.
Let me ask you a question. What are we in the Moulin Rouge? While you ponder that, everyone please welcome Paul W. Downs.
Oh, what a honk. What a honk.
I fucking love this man.
Okay. All right, Paul.
Always have, always will.
I think we talked about this a little backstage.
Well, I have a prepared thing, but no one's done the troll bowl.
It's up to you.
But I want you to follow your heart. Somebody really loves the bowl.
Okay, troll bowl!
Yeah!
Okay.
Here I go, Paul. Here I fucking go. All right.
Okay, wait, what if I don't know the person?
You know it. And if you don't, there's a serious issue.
Yeah.
This is a one, I wrote it out as one name.
Okay.
All I wrote was Mariah. And I think I meant Mariah Carey, knowing myself. So Paul W. Downs, your troll bowl Mariah Carey, your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, Mariah Carey. Do you have a left ear? Where the hell's your left ear, Mariah? Why are we always gonna see this? Why is the hair always in front of that ear? What, do you got Bluetooth in there so your assistant's always on call? Come on, Mariah. I don't think so, honey. Hey, Mariah, you have children. They're not props, okay?
Thank you.
Leave them home and don't make them accompany your singing. Also, Mariah, you're singing in the tub. You're singing in the shower. You're singing in the foyer. You're singing in a cab. You're singing! We get it. Volunteer at a soup kitchen, Mariah. I don't think so, honey. And if you're too lazy to stand up when you do a concert, I'm not going to pay $400 again. Take an Adderall and get off
your ass. 5 seconds.
And show me the goddamn left ear. I don't think so, honey.
Yes!
Paul W. Downs! One of the best troll bowls we've ever seen.
That was one of the best. The pull of where is her left ear? Does she have a left ear? We raise our poppers to you.
All right.
Paul W. Downs, everyone.
All right, another icon coming up. Max Silvestri.
Come on, Max Silvestri.
Two hunks. A blonde and a brunette. What is this, Riverdale?
What's up, guys? Riverdale? What are we, in the Moulin Rouge? All right. Listen, Max. We had chatted prior, and I know that the troll bowl was on the table as it is right now.
Yeah, sure, it's right there,
It's literally and figuratively on the table, but what do you want to do?
And I will say that I'm a little mad that Paul Downs just stole that cherry pop from the audience, but I had two grain bowls today, lunch and dinner, so I'm going to do a third
regular
bowl right now.
Oh!
I'd love to do the troll bowl.
Okay.
I'd love to do the troll bowl.
He would love to do the troll bowl, and I would love to see it. All right, I have something... Okay, this is a special one.
This is a direct attack on me.
Okay, Max Silvestri.
Oh boy,
your I don't think so, honey. Troll bowl topic is quote 30 under 30.
No.
Oh my god.
And your time.
Now please remember.
Please remember. And my co-host not present was also 30 under 30.
Both the Asians
who are in the show. And I still have a year to be 30 under 30. Don't hurt me. Don't hurt my friend. And don't hurt my co-host. But your troll bowl, 30 under 30, your time begins now.
I don't think so, 30 under 30. It is bullshit to think it's cool that you were precocious and an asshole in high school and college, and now it's paying off in your medium field. Cool. Blow it now. Get big before you know anything. Why create art when you have an experience when you can just be the loudest person who constantly asks for what you want? I don't think so, 30 under 30. I think pretty much every person I've ever respected in any media throughout history has made art later because it is boring to blow your wad that fucking early.
I don't think so,
30 under 30. Give me 50 over 50. Fucking marinate on it. I do not want your point of view about how texting is crazy. I don't think so, honey. 30 under 30. You have nothing to share with the world.
5 seconds.
5 seconds. 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
I love Joel.
And that's 1 minute. Max Silvestri! You've been attacked, Joelie, and I agree with every word. He's dropped his poppers.
Yeah,
everyone now, welcome. Ooh. Sabrina Jolie!
There she is, the queen. The queen.
The true.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah.
Now
what
tell me.
Like?
You want a sniff?
Do you want some?
I've never in my life.
Cover one.
I'm on stage. Here she goes.
Too much.
It's just like a chemical.
It's like, yeah. It's
but
like,
why does your face look so yummy after?
He's hot.
He I'm did
gay.
Too much.
It only
too
works on
more.
Gay men.
Here's the thing, Sabrina. We have the troll bowl.
I'll
we also
it.
Have, you know, the opportunity to do a pre-prepared. I don't think so, honey, topic.
We did two trolls. Let's do a pre-prep.
We got to go a pre-pre.
She's got a child to get home, too. Let's
I'm feeling a little warm.
Yeah, that's what happens.
And a little open, probably, too.
Okay.
Her name? Sabrina Jolie's. Her game? I don't think so, honey. And her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, if my wife is breastfeeding and you look at her weird. I don't think so, honey, at all. Daddy's watching you and daddy's not impressed. I don't think so, honey, that you think that my wife's nipple showing is fucking offensive to you, motherfucker. No, I don't think so, honey, because her nipples are making, like, such good watered-down condensed milk style, delicious, titty, unlimited beverage, motherfucker!
30 seconds.
I don't even think so that we have to cover our nipples at all. I know that the feminist movement has to do rape and everything, all the others before the nipple, but fuck you for the nipple. Fuck you, motherfucker. If you tell me to cover my 15. Nipple at the saguaro in Palm Springs, and white league, white, my friends used to ask, my father's Pakistani, yeah, you're going to give me an extra time.
5 seconds.
5 seconds.
No. Oh, it's just a titty hijab.
And that's 1 minute. It's Sabrina just a titty hijab. Sabrina Jolies, everyone. Can you give it up for this group? There could be 100 people in a room.
Luciano, Gabe Lehman, Paul W. Downs, Max Silvestri, and Sabrina Jolies.
You guys, come on. Can we even? This next group is called Oh Gosh. Please give it up for Jess McKenna! Give it up for Zach Reno! Andrew T! Kyle Ayers! And Queen Tawny Newsome!
Somebody came prepared with a look.
I said kindly turn to look. Kindly and looks were turned.
And many looks were turned.
Here we go. Bring that jacket to the mic, Jess McKenna!
Yes!
That is literally, if I ever get nominated for a Golden Globe, I said I'm always going to wear a canary tux. Yeah. Canary. Yeah. Is that canary?
Yeah.
You're giving me, and this is a compliment, you're giving me Paula Poundstone for Urban Outfitters, and I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you. I see that as a compliment, but yeah. Thank you.
So let's pound a stone, if you will. That didn't work. Are we doing the Troll Bowl or are we doing a pre-prepared I don't think so honey topic?
We're going to do a pre-prepared.
I love that.
I love that. All right. Jess McKenna, your time starts now.
I don't think so honey, that moment when they say have a nice flight and I say you too. I'm sorry that you have a terrible thankless job where people are literally garbage to you for hours even though you're trying to keep us safe and I remind you that I'm going on vacation. I don't think so, honey, Jessica, that you're on such autopilot while you go through the world that you don't recognize that's a human in front of you. I don't think so. It's even worse if I'm going somewhere where they have to look at a passport. That's right. I can travel internationally. Enjoy your thankless job, person I forgot mattered. I don't think so, honey, when I do the same thing at the movies, when they say enjoy your show
seconds.
And I say you too, although that's not as bad because they can definitely see the movies.
5 seconds.
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Jessica, open your eyes. It's a human.
And that's 1 minute. Jess McKenna, everyone.
I felt that.
And please welcome Zach Reno, the other half of Off Book.
Love that. All right, Zachy, what's it going to be?
It is going to be pre-prepared.
I love a pre-prepared.
Zach Reno, your time begins now.
I don't think so, Johnny Depp, Wizard Hitler.
Agree.
What the fuck are we doing with this beloved franchise that we are going to allow an abuser to portray a fictional abuser that should have gone to a much better actor? I go to Harry Potter, I expect so very, very little from the Fantastic Beasts franchise. I want a bird made of lightning. I want the tiny platypus that loves gold so very, very much.
30 seconds.
I want that rhinoceros that's very horny and very glowy a lot of the time. You could replace Johnny Depp in that movie with literally anyone and it would be better. Guy Fieri would be better in that movie as Grindelwald than literally Johnny Depp. We don't need it. The world is dark. That world is magical. I don't think so, honey.
5 seconds.
Johnny motherfucking Depp.
And that's 1 minute.
Zach Reno. Oh, boy.
I wanted so badly to like even one thing in the Grindelwald.
Yeah. I really didn't need to know that the Holocaust exists in the Harry Potter universe.
Are you crazy?
I don't think so, honey. Not knowing that.
That's fucking wild.
It's really upsetting. Okay, Andrew T.
It did so well. Andrew T, everyone.
Love to bring him up to Holocaust.
Oh, here we go.
What's up?
What are we doing today? I love this jacket.
Oh, thank you.
Someone said I look like Nightwing. Is that a comic book man?
You do look like Nightwing.
I'm here to kill people then. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
I believe Nightwing, he's
save
dangerous.
Save it for the I don't think okay, so. Okay, cool. I love that rage. Though.
Okay, so listen, we have a bowl here and it's full of topics. And you know, you got a head full of topics, I'm sure.
I have some stuff that I'm going to say for the last time in front of white people.
Okay.
So
now's the time.
You're welcome.
Andrew
you're
T, welcome. Your time begins now.
Oh, man. I don't think so, honey. Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh!
Is that... Not the movie, not the movie. Although, I love Henry Golding and Michelle Yeoh. Are you supposed to have that much sexual chemistry with your mother? Is that like a normal thing? It's fucking crazy. Crazy Rich Asians, in real life, are the worst fucking people on the planet. Crazy Rich Asians enslave crazy poor Asians to make phones for white people. What is wrong with you fucking people? Crazy Rich Asians are out here fucking Mitch McConnell. They're out here fucking Les Moonves and then attacking other women. They're the worst people. They're fucking crazy. That's all I got. Peace.
Okay. Oh, and with 9 seconds to go, Andrew T has made his point.
That is true. Listen, I would like to use that 9 seconds to say, Julie Chen, history will remember you.
Yes, it will. Make it a rule of culture. Rule of culture number 13, even. Julie Chen, history will remember you. And also another rule of culture. Rule of culture number 16. Crazy rich Asians are out here fucking Mitch McConnell. 2-1, I don't think so, honey. That's groundbreaking. And for more groundbreaking, I don't think so, honey, please welcome Kyle Ayers. One of my faves.
Oh, I am so nervous. Wow, you guys got my email. Thank you.
Just wanted to say, PSA.
Okay.
All right.
Kyle, are you doing Trouble or are you doing pre-select?
Well, since Andrew took mine, writer. I guess I'm going to do the Troll Bowl.
Yes!
I'm very nervous.
Troll Bowl.
I'm so nervous.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This whole group, actually. We love.
But I got the sign.
Oh.
I am fourth.
Ooh, bitch. Ooh, bitch.
What if I don't know what it is?
Oh, this is good.
What if
good.
I don't know what it is?
No, you'll know. You'll know, bitch.
Okay. You know.
Kyle
Ayers. We discussed this the other day.
We're going to be doing, and I don't think so, honey, on Amy Adams.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Why it's a Troll Bowl, baby.
It's not easy, bitch, okay? So your time begins now.
I don't think so, honey, Amy Adams. Stand up for yourself because you deserve an Oscar.
Yes.
Tweet that you deserve an Oscar. Get angry that you didn't win for Arrival. It was incredible. I was moved and I hate movies about time travel. I don't think so, honey, Amy Adams. Don't phone it in like everyone else in American Hustle. Oh. That movie trailer gave me a boner. I thought I was going to love it, and I hated that movie so much. I don't think so, honey, Amy Adams.
Seconds.
I need you to have award ceremony self-worth. You deserve to win the Oscar for almost everything. I don't think so, honey, Amy Adams. You gave a hand job to Philip Seymour Hoffman in a movie. You deserve two awards for that because you don't have a hand to hold one in. I don't think so, honey, Amy Adams. I just want what's best
for you.
5 seconds.
I do think so, honey, Amy Adams, as a human, though.
And that's one minute.
And we end it positive. Kyle Ayers, everybody. I just want to say, I saw Vice. She's pretty good in Vice. Playing Lynn Cheney, though? I don't think so, honey.
Not for Lynn.
I don't
not
think so, honey.
Lynn.
Winning an Oscar for playing Lynn Cheney. We can't.
All right. You guys give it up for a true queen,
Tawny Newsom! Tawny!
Tawny, what's it gonna be?
What are we thinking? We have the trouble, and you know, we have probably beautiful ideas.
You know a bitch is too overextended to pre-plan.
Oh!
So can I please get that bowl?
You may! I love when the bowl comes twice in a row. I love when people do the bowl! All right. Okay, I think you're going to like this.
Oh, no.
Your I Don't Think So, Honey troll bowl topic is the expression work hard, play hard. The expression work hard, play hard. And Tawny, your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, this expression work hard, play hard. What are you, a fucking Viking? I don't think so, honey. You don't get to work hard like you're sawing logs all week and then go shoot foxes on the weekend or whatever. This is some shit meant for a different era. Right now, your job is to work in a tech startup where you remote in 4 hours a week selling a fake Korean skin cream to white people. So that's not working hard, and you're playing
30
hard.
30 seconds.
You just going to a private karaoke room with all your dumbass white friends who can't sing. Neither of those things are hard. They're both soft as fuck. So you know what? You better start saying work soft, play soft, because at least then I would respect you.
15 seconds.
You dumbass bitch with a fake skincare company. And I don't think so, honey, people who have real jobs, because I never learned to type and I feel judged when I see you in your Brooks Brothers motherfucking suit, and you Jose Bank motherfucker.
And that's 1 minute. Unbelievable. Tawny.
L.A., you are showing up
LA
tonight.
L.A. is here. Give it up for this group. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Jess McKenna, Zach Reno, Andrew T, Kyle Ayers, and Tawny Newsom. Ooh, I'm so excited for this next group.
Oh, this next group is stacked with the boys. Everyone, this next group is called Hi, Allie. I'm Gail. Please welcome
Bryce Peterson,
Dan Roberts,
Michael Benjamin,
Alan Strickland Williams,
and Zach Noe Towers.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Allies.
Hi, Allie. I'm Gail.
All right, Bryce Peterson, you're up, babe.
Bryce
up
Peterson.
Here. Icon.
I-C-A-W-N.
See, we're like fixture, right. Bryce Peterson.
I love when comedians go like this. All right, so.
Yeah, they're just putting it over there.
Wow.
You know, it's
gotta,
it feels
early.
Like it should
That's
be there.
That's a little mini, I don't think so, honey. Bryce, what are we doing? We know you're a prolific writer. So we know you can write, honey, but are you going to go for the troll bowl?
Something I have close to my heart that I've been thinking a lot about.
We love that. We love that. Okay, Bryce Peterson, your time begins now.
I don't think so, honey. Acid that is too strong. Everyone in here loves it. LSD is the best. Everyone knows this. Sometimes you want to go to a cabin in the woods with your friends and just laugh a lot and maybe look at pretty colors, but otherwise it's a gentle experience. But then your bonehead asshole friend goes on the dark web and gets some, like, real strong shit, and suddenly you're all doing double doses in your cactus cooler. Suddenly this, like, gentle cabin in the wood looks like Tron Legacy.
Seconds.
You're standing on a patterned carpet, and you're trapped there for 12,000 years. Meanwhile, your friend... You've got one friend over on the Papazon just sort of screaming about fractals. You've got the other friend naked trying to tongue kiss an outlet.
15 seconds.
Meanwhile, Brenda's out on the lawn trying to eject her own skeleton. And the only person who's ever been on a trip this hard is in the kitchen boiling some soup, and the secret ingredient is his own hands. Don't do it, guys. Stick to paper tabs.
And that's 1 minute. A word of warning from Bryce Peterson. Don't you get your ass from the dark web, you idiots.
But I would like to know where you get that stuff.
Get that on the light web like the rest of us sane folks.
This is my recommendation. This is a person that I turned my chair around and I said, he is going to lead my team to victory tonight. I don't mean to put a lot of pressure on you, Dan, but don't fuck it up.
This is Dan Robert, everyone. Give it up. So, Dan, here we go. I mean, there's a perfectly good bowl here, and there's a perfectly good pre-prepared topic, I'm sure. What are we doing?
I selected pre.
I love a pre.
Okay.
Now,
Dan Robert.
Here we go. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Both of my grandmas being dead. I am not a math genius, but that is about 100% of my grandmas who are now deceased. I miss you, honeys. I truly miss you both so much, honeys. My Nana and my Bocce have died. You know who is laid to rest? George H. Bush. You know what he is? Homophobic, racist, a warmonger. Honeys!
30 seconds.
Oh, my grandmas are a little racist, but guess what? I can't even fix that anymore because they are dead. And since I started my Lexapro, my dreams have been insane. Guess what, honey? I have a recurring dream that my Nana is spoon-feeding me a ring, a wedding ring from her mouth into my mouth like a little bird. And it's haunting, honeys. I do not think so, honey, about dreams. I do not think so. Stomach cancer. Why did she have to die of stomach cancer, honey? She was not ready to die. I miss them both so much, honey.
And that's 1 minute. My condolences to you, Dan Robert.
Really adding salt to the wound that neither of them will be able to hear that wonderful tribute.
They'll never know you said that. They're dead.
All right, coming up next is Michael Benjamin.
Hey!
Yeah, up here.
Hop, hop, hop to the mic.
Love that hop, Michael.
Listen, there's a lot of topics in here.
I can't wait for the next people to choose those.
Oh, he threw it to someone else. Really, so Michael, I'm assuming pre-prepared, and here we go. Michael Benjamin, your time starts now.
Shark Week. Who the fuck cares? Dolphins are just thirst trap sharks. These sharks, just because these sharks went to the ocean, or are we still finding more? Here's my thing. It's straight culture. All of these sharks are thirst trap dolphins. Mm-hmm. I was watching Shark Week, and there's a straight man talking about what to do if you get attacked by a shark. Does anybody know what you're supposed to do?
What?
Yell it out. Punch it. That's what he said. Let's talk about that. I've never won a fight on land. And this straight man's telling me,
the
shark's biting me. I'm supposed to go, hee-yah, and the shark's going to be like, oh, my bad. No. And second thing, stop asking straight people for advice. They're just going to tell you to punch it. Oh, my car's out of gas. Punch it. My phone's out of battery. Punch it. I'm being bitten by a shark. Punch
15
it.
15 seconds.
The shark's just going to get more pissed. And how are we still finding sharks to fill? Are we, like, holding auditions? Are, like, hammerheads like, oh, I'm not represented enough. Next season's hammerhead sharks. No, they're mean.
5 seconds.
Stop giving them a spotlight. Shark Week. I don't think so, honey.
Yes. Oh, and that's 1 minute. Succinct. And this is what I loved about it. Revolutionary. Not one I don't think so, honey, until the end, and it was the button.
I love it. Playing
it
with
was
the
like
form.
The punch playing on the nose the of the shark.
And crowd work, too. I don't think I've ever seen crowd work in it. I don't think so, honey.
There has really been, but never form. Like this.
Okay. And next up, Alan Strickland Williams.
Alan Strickland Williams.
Alan Strickland Williams.
Hello, baby boy.
Good to be here, guys.
Great to have you. Now, listen, we've got, there's a bowl here. It's the troll bowl.
I pre-prepared about 10 minutes ago.
I freaking love that. All right, so Alan Strickland Williams. Your time starts now.
Honey, I don't think so. Mr. Rogers having a moment in 2018. I know that me and Mr. Rogers used to be best friends, and I used to hang out with him every day. But sometimes in life, you have to cut an old friend. This is not the land of make-believe. This is Hollywood, California. And I am on a live podcast where I'm trying to make a splash so whenever this airs, I can get 5 new
30
followers.
30 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Mr. Rogers, have pneumonia in 2018 because we need you now to be alive more than ever, and you are gone.
Yep.
I don't know if you've heard this, but adulting is hard.
15 seconds.
15 seconds.
You love me just the way I am? Well, I fucking hate myself.
5 seconds.
Won't you be my neighbor? We're on the brink of a civil war in this country. Isn't it a good feeling being alive? Everyone in this room wants to die.
That's one minute.
Alan Strickland Williams. Continuing death as a theme.
And closing out this group. Oh,
Zach Noe Tower!
We love.
Sweatshirt is embellished. I live.
Hi.
Zach, what's it going to be? What's it going to be tonight?
We have the bowl.
Fuck the troll bowl.
Fuck the troll bowl.
Mine's important. It's like Alaska's.
Okay, I get that. We have an important I Don't Think So, Honey from Zach Noe Towers, and his time will start right now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, New York comedian. I'm sorry, but taking 3 trains and a bus to get to an open mic isn't making you funny. It's making you sad. It makes you depressed. It makes you old. New York comics age twice as fast as LA comics. I did comedy in New York for 1 week. When I got there, I was 18 to play younger. When I left, I looked like Matt Rogers.
30 seconds.
And you guys hate LA audiences? Maybe it's the material. Maybe save your bits about bedbugs and bodegas for Brooklyn and other third world countries. And wait, did I miss something? Is singing funny? I don't think so, honey.
15 seconds. Oh, my God.
I don't think so, honey. I want to give you feedback. I'm your peer. But what do I say? Your opener was strong, but your closer was sharp? And why Pippin? The queer comedy scene in New York should just be renamed Shit Broadway Didn't Want.
That's 1 minute.
That's 1 minute. You get the fuck out of here, Zach.
That's 1 minute.
Ooh. Wow.
I love it when they come to burn bridges. I love it when they
never come to
bridges.
New York. Or should I say, never come to New York?
It's weird because I've been wildly successful on both coasts. So,
give it up for Hi Alley. I'm Gail. Bryce Peterson, Dan Robert, Michael Benjamin, Alan Stricken-Williams, and Zach Noe Towers, that stupid bitch.
All right, last group of the first half, you guys. Please give it up for the Pat
Benatars,
Mike Castle,
Mary Holland, Daniel Franzese, Aaron Whitehead, and Lauren Lapkus. Okay.
I do think so, honey. A reveal.
We stand a reveal. And first to the mic, Mike Castle, come
up
on!
There.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Hi, Mike Castle.
Hey. What's it gonna be?
Troll Bowl.
Troll? Oh, he said, you know what, we're diving right in.
Thank you. So I
take direction. And look, I'm picking something out, and okay. This is a really, this could go either
They've
way.
They've been through a lot already this year. It's tough, but it is. Your I Don't Think So Honey topic is Mississippi.
The state of Mississippi is what you must discuss in this I Don't Think So Honey.
Okay.
And your time begins now.
I guess I Don't Think So Honey, the fact that I know how to spell Mississippi is where I want to start.
Yes.
I feel that I believed that information was going to be very useful, and I used to do it very pridefully as a kid. I would dance around my house and sing M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, and my parents would clap, and my brother would look jealous. But it didn't, no one gives a shit. And then I remember I would play basketball with some friends growing up, and they would be like, do you want to play horse? And I'd be like, no, let's play Mississippi. And then we would all laugh, and then I would proudly spell it, and then they would all be like, that's amazing. And I'm like, it's fucking crazy. It's so long. And then we would play a little bit. They would be like, it's too long. And then from the complication of making it a game, I would forget how to spell it. So we'd be playing and I'd be like, I have M.
5 seconds.
And so that sucked. But also I assume Mississippi fucking sucks.
That's 1 minute. A difficult topic and an expertly done I Don't Think So Honey Troll Bowl, I think, from Mike Castle.
That's what I would have done, too. That's the only thing I know about Mississippi is how to spell it.
Is how you spell it, right?
Exactly.
And also, there's famously a river.
Mary Holland, get to the mic,
Mary
please.
Holland!
Please, with this performance, please.
Hello, Mary Holland.
Hello.
Now, we know you are a celebrated improviser, but also a celebrated writer, too. So what's it going to be, Mary?
It could go either way, truly.
I'm going to do pre-planned.
Okay.
I love that.
Here we go, Mary Holland.
Okay.
Your I Don't Think So Honey time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, when a person suddenly gets hit by a bus or a car in a movie.
Yes.
Because guess what? I mean, what's up with it? And listen to me. Also, because why not have, look, you don't got to show me. Just, hey, if you want that to happen to her, go in the next scene, have people at a cafe, and one of them says, oh, crazy, she got hit by a bus.
30 seconds.
I don't need to see that. Because also, guess what? You're traumatizing me. I am a paying audience member. I did not come to jump and be scared.
15 seconds.
I came to sit and watch a movie. And hey, what's up with it? And also, because I have so much to say about it.
Five seconds.
I know. I mean, there's just not. not time, but listen, I don't think so, honey. Talk, okay.
And that's 1 minute, Mary Hollins. And now I have to say, the segue is truly brilliant. Someone who famously was in a movie with someone getting fucking nailed by a bus.
Oh my God.
Here comes Daniel Franzese. And that's how Regina George died.
I love that synergy.
Just kidding, she got hurt.
Now, Daniel. What's it going? Oh my God, I can't. The Fringe. I can't.
You said turn a look, Heaney.
And she did.
Oh, I mean, I said kindly turn a look, and you kindly turned a look. So, Daniel, what do you think? We got the Troll Bowl here. We got pre-prepared.
Give me the Troll Bowl. I'm mad at everything.
Yes! Oh!
First queer Troll Bowl of the night. Thank you, Daniel.
Gay trolls.
Okay, this is good. This is good. Your I Don't Think So, Honey, Troll Bowl topic is from The Greatest Showman, the song This Is Me.
Hits me right where it hurts. Another direct attack on me and my brand.
And your time begins now.
I don't think so, honey, Greatest Showman song This Is Me. I didn't see that syrupy ass shit, so I don't know who you is. Okay, and I don't think so. Why do you always gotta give it to the fat girl with a hairy face? I don't think so, honey. Why can't this be me? Just be a normal person. Why you gotta call out the fact she got a hairy face? And I don't think so, honey. I'm not gonna sit here for this whole time and then every single drag queen that I see across America gonna lip sync that shit.
30 seconds.
I already know who you are. I don't think so, honey. They did it once before and it was called Lakasha Fall. I don't think so, honey. I'm not here for this, okay? You know what I wanna see? I wanna see who you really are, okay? You're a girl that's getting paid big money to sing a big song in a big movie.
15 seconds.
Not shedding a tear for you. I don't think so, honey.
10 seconds. Where's
10 more seconds?
Yes.
Five bitch, I'm bearded and fat too. You don't see me singing up here. I don't think so, honey.
That's 1 minute. That is 1 minute. Woo, shake of the poppers.
Daniel, you know, yes.
It's my most played song of 2018.
Mine is Rewrite the Stars. Am I bad?
We both are. We both deserve to go to hell.
Okay, listen.
Aaron
coming.
Whitehead.
Aaron Whitehead, let's
come.
Go. Jacket. Jacket.
Love this grease homage.
Now,
Aaron.
Here's the thing. We have a Troll Bowl here, celebrated improviser right up on stage. But the thing is, I'm sure you got stuff to say. What's up?
Well, I don't know any references or people, so I had to go pre-plan.
And that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And that makes sense to me.
Smart, strategic move for you.
Here we go. Aaron, your I Don't Think So Anytime starts now.
I don't think so, honey, that in the Pixar film Inside Out, that little girl had an imaginary friend who was a middle-aged man elephant. Little tiny girls would have an imaginary friend that's a unicorn named Sparkle or Amber. Bing bong? More like that little girl saw a creepy neighbor's ding dong. Can we talk about the imaginary elephant in the room? Because that little girl got molested.
30 seconds.
Okay? That really tragic scene where Bing Bong is down in the canyon and they're waving goodbye and he's fading away. That's repressing a horrible trauma. Oh my God, Pixar, you made a movie about a child getting molested. And of course you made it about a white girl. Really, we needed another one of those. Separate rant.
Five seconds.
Bing bong, I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. Aaron Whitehead.
Keep it going.
Oh, my God.
I did steal a bunch of OxyContin from Richard Kind's medicine cabinet one time. Separate story.
You truly are not afraid to tarnish this brand.
I know.
Everyone, to close out Act 1 of the evening, please welcome Lauren Lapkus!
I'm loving this plaid. I'm loving this plaid on you.
Loving the plaid?
Thank you.
What's another celebrated improviser on our stage tonight? But what's it going to be tonight?
I was on the fence, and I wasn't able to decide until right now, and I'm doing Troll Bowl, bitch! Okay.
Troll Bowl. Okay. Now I'm self-conscious every time I sing a goddamn note. All right. Okay, I like this for you.
I hope so.
Your I Don't Think So, Honey, Troll Bowl topic, Lauren Lapkus, is Margot Robbie.
Your time begins
now.
I don't think so, honey, Margot Robbie. You say you're 25. I don't think so, honey. You're fucking 42, bitch. I don't think so, honey. You're from another country and you get all the good American roles, bitch. I don't think so, honey.
was that, 5 seconds? I don't think so, honey, Margot Robbie, because everybody thinks you're so fucking sexy and you don't have to work or try at anything, Margot Robbie. I don't think so, honey, Margot Robbie. You didn't have to get a personality because you got Jamie whatever the fuck's face. What's her name, right?
Jamie Presley.
Thank you. You're twins. Be her daughter / sister because you're the same age. You're not 25. I hate when people lie about their age. I'm going to say that right now. If you lie about your age in this room, you're a coward. Fuck you. That's all I have to say. I don't think so, honey.
Lauren Lapkus delivering us a rule of culture. It's rule of culture number 10. Margot Robbie has Jamie Presley's face. Give it up for the Pat Benatars, Mike Castle,
Mary Holland, Daniel Franzese, Aaron Whitehead, and Lauren Lapkus.
I'm sorry, but are you on fire or what? I'm having a very good time, Joel, and are you?
I've like damn well lost my voice already.
We have a whole other half of this motherfucking stuff. So everyone, let's take a 10 to 15 minute intermission, roughly.
Get a drink. Take some poppers. We'll come back.
And we'll be back with more I Don't Think So, Honey.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.